Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. In the book of Acts, we find Paul waiting in Athens, and as he's walking through the city, the spirit within him is stirred as the city is wholly given over to idolatry. I'd like to look at a few verses here this morning in the book of Revelation and consider some of the things that Jesus says to the churches. I guess I'm sharing that my spirit is stirred as I interact with people and as I interact with others. And yes, indeed, it is a blessing, and I have found many times many people that are truly enthusiastic to serve the Lord with all of their heart and mind and soul and strength, and that's a wonderful thing. And yet, isn't your spirit stirred with mine over the abuses of the name of Jesus Christ? And so in Revelation 2, verse 4, we find Jesus rebuking some of there are four groups of people that Jesus addressed. There's the heathen that have no religion. There's those with a false religion, those with an apostate religion, and those with a true religion. And here we find him addressing some of the churches. And in verse 4 it says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." And so that's the first one I wanted to bring out is, you know, there are those that have lost their love. They've lost their love for Christ. I hope you're not in that group here this morning, but let us bear the burden, pray, and see if we can't point such to a vibrant personal love for Jesus Christ. Then we have those with a darling doctrine, and that's in verse 14 when he says, "I have a few things against thee, because hast thou there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." They have a darling doctrine, and sadly, beloved, I see too much of this in the churches that surround us today. This is how my spirit is moved, that there are those people that are, they've lost their love, and they have a darling doctrine. And then there's a disastrous disobedience that follows, and we see that in verse 20, again, as Jesus rebuking the churches, and he says, "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants." And, beloved, we know it's a very clear commandment in the Word of God that we're not to allow a woman to teach or usurp authority over the man. It's not a judgment on the character, on the value of a woman. It's just simply what the Lord has given to us. And so here we have a disastrous disobedience. Too many times in churches today, we find disastrous disobedience. I don't know if it follows the darling doctrines and the lost love, but it certainly accompanies it. I don't know which one comes first, but isn't your spirit moved when you see these things? Chapter 3, verse 1, he says, "These things saith he that hath the seven stars, the seven spirits," and I'll just skip there, "thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead." And isn't that a shame there? And so what we find there is there's a pointless praise. These people, too many times their mouths will praise the Lord, and they have a reputation. There's those that would look and say, "Wow, look at this group of people." But he says, You have a name that thou livest, but you're dead. That's a pointless praise. There's no point in praising the Lord if you're dead in spirit. And then finally we have this other one, which is the self-sufficient, and that's in 3:17. And he says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." And beloved, it's not a bad place to be dependent upon God, because when we're dependent upon God, we know that we have the hand, we have the heart of God. The hand of God is moving on our behalf. We are dependent upon God, and what a blessed place to be. But too many times, beloved, I think there are those that have reached the place where they no longer really need God. Isn't your spirit moved about these things? I'm hoping that by sharing these here in the Daily Inspiration this morning, that you'll be more than moved, but perhaps you'll be emboldened to speak and to try to encourage others onto higher ground, onto a renewed, a fresh new love, onto an abandonment of the darling doctrines, a turning away from disastrous disobedience, to praise, which is really true and fresh because there is a real life there. And finally, unto the dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ for our sustenance. So that's my thoughts this morning. I do recognize that we live in a fallen world, but isn't it a shame when so many of the people that surround us that are professors fall into one of these categories? Let us try to encourage them before it's too late. And God bless you. Thank you for joining us at the Daily Inspiration.